Hello.
Hey, Bridget, it's Esther.
Hi.
All right, so I just wanted to introduce myself as a new coordinator with Independent Home Care, and I wanted to go over your cases. I do see that you are working with a couple of clients now. Looks like you're covering.
Yes,
ma'am. You have some temporary positions, right?
Well, my 12:30 to 4 is my permanent, but the other two ladies, Barbara Hoffman, I don't know if that's, I can't think off right off here, if that's going to be my permanent, and I have Miriam Rosa.
Right.
I think Miriam Rosa is not permanent. I mean, I think it's permanent with her. I'm not for sure. But I think Barbara is temporary because her aide is on maternity leave or something
right.
like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So Thomas is your permanent, Thomas Haywood?
Yes.
Okay. I did speak with Miriam Rosa this morning. So it looks like you haven't seen her in a couple of days. Let me see when you were there last.
And to be honest, with her case,
yeah,
it was because my baby was sick a few times where I sent documentation for that, and then like my baby daycare were closed due to the weather,
right,
stuff like that, and then it was one time I went to her house, she was there, but I guess she was asleep. So the office tried calling, I tried calling. But to be honest, I don't really want to do her because it's nothing personal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She just complains a lot about the agency. And I don't know. It just makes me feel uncomfortable a little bit when I go there.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, she did, like, she seemed very upset today, so I couldn't really talk with her. You know, I figured let me just hear from you and see, you know, what your story is. So I wasn't sure if I should tell her you're off the case or you're still with her or not, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you could take me off. That would be great.
Okay. And
but Barbara Hoffman, I love her. And then my guy, we just connect. He's real good. He's awesome.
Okay. So let me just put a note here.
You know, certain things, because I show up to work, but, like, I have a small baby. Not saying that that's an interference in my work, but, like, if daycare closed down because it's, like, 2 degrees outside, that's something that's kind of, like, out of my
right.
control, you know, if my baby
100%, I get
sick. You know what I'm saying? If she downright sick, and my baby been downright sick, you know, she's a premature kid, well, baby, because she should be 17 months on the 11th, but for, like, the last couple of months, I just been catching no break, like, and she's getting it from daycare, you know? So it's like, every time I turn around, the double ear infection, it's just been a lot, but... Now everything's looking, you know, looking good, and I'm just hoping and praying that it stays good.
Okay. All right. Let me just document here to remove you from her case. Give me 1 second. And you've already spoken with Helen, the scheduler, about this?
No, actually, no, because I didn't know Rosa, because I'm pretty sure probably Rosa want a different aid because I'm not consistent, which is, I get it. I get it. So I'm
yeah,
not upset.
Yeah, she didn't actually she didn't complain against you. She just, I like asked her about her aid, and she just mentioned that she hasn't had someone in a few days. So I figured this, I mean, I see in the schedule there must be some other side to the story, so I'd like to hear from both. You understand that?
Yeah. So, and I know she probably wants somebody consistent. And I get it, you know what I'm saying? I do understand, you know, so. But me personally, don't get me wrong, she's a nice woman, but she makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
I get it. Okay. Let me see.
But I haven't had a chance to speak to Helen because I kind of, like, swept it under the rug
okay.
or whatever. I didn't want to cause no issues or be complaining, so I just kind of like kept quiet.
Okay, I get it. All right. Would you still work with her until we find a replacement, or you'd rather not?
I mean, I could. I mean, I could.
All right. Because I'll be honest. When I spoke with Marian, she seemed like very upset, and she was crying, and like I couldn't console her. And I like asked her if it's better if I call her tomorrow, but I don't know if she was more upset about the fact that she hasn't had help in a few days. Because when I also mentioned to her that she's covered for 13 hours, she also got upset saying she's supposed to have 28.
Mm-hmm. So. See, that I don't know. See,
right,
that I don't
know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, based on the insurance,
that.
I thought she's covered. She might have gotten more upset thinking like she hasn't. She's not even getting, you know, those
her full hours
covered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so,
and it could
be
that they can't find nobody to cover the rest of the hours. See, I don't know because, you know, that's
right.
Office business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and it could be because they can't find nobody to do the remaining.
Right.
Because 13 from 28 is like a little stretch.
100%. So it's likely that they only approved her for less hours knowing that there's no coverage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anyone scheduled for tomorrow?
I have. Hold on a second.
Do you have PTO input in for tomorrow, or?
Let me put you on if I can go inside.
Sure. Chat. Yeah, I do see you got some PTO put in. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So tomorrow, I go to court.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm off. And it's the 3rd, the 12th, and the 17th.
Okay. I see you in for the 3rd, 13th, and 17th. You want me to change that for the 12th instead of the 13th?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for the 12th instead of the 13th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me just make sure that calendar.
Yeah. Because over the weekend, Andrea had reached out to me, and because she thought it was, like, mad days, but I told her I think I did it wrong because I was
mm-hmm.
doing it from the 3rd to the 4th,
yeah,
the 12th to the 13th. So you get what I'm saying? She thought it was, like,
she thought it's, like, it's not separate days. I see that.
Right.
I think you'll need a maybe – who do you communicate your PTO request with, Andrea?
With Andrea, but she said she did text me, but she sent me an email and said that she's out the office on the 30th of this month. I mean, I'm sorry. She's out of the office. She won't be back with tomorrow. What's today, the 2nd?
Okay, yeah, today's the 2nd, yeah. I think shoot her an email to update your PTO for the 13th, the 12th, because she should put that down for the 13th. I see the 3rd,
okay,
13th,
yeah.
And 17th, so
No,
it's the 3rd, the 12th, and the 17th. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. So let me just go over your schedule. So
okay.
Barbara for now is permanent-ish, and Thomas is permanent, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So for Barbara, I see you're down on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. To 11?
Yes.
And Thomas,
yes.
You're Saturdays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
Yeah. The only day I have off with him is Friday.
Yeah. Okay. And then with Thomas, it's generally 12 to 6 or 12:30 to 4?
Well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is 12:30 to 4. Off Friday, work 12 to 6 on Saturday.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put that into the schedule. I just want you to be aware that right now when you're using the HHA exchange app to clock in and clock out, you see the agency name as Nascentia Independent DBA.
Yeah.
So once I put you into the schedule, you're going to see in the drop-down, you're going to see Independent Eagle or Eagle Independent.
Okay.
Only when you don't see an option between two drop-downs, that means once the Nascentia ones get removed, you'll be clocking in under Independent Eagle.
Okay.
So you might see over the next few days, like, two agencies continue selecting what you used to until you only see one option.
Okay. Now I have a question.
Sure.
I tried to go inside the ADP app to get my pay stub, but I spoke to Polly. So Polly said when she come back, she'll mail them to me.
Yeah, because I think they're going to start, meaning the ADP you guys were using to log your shifts there as well, right? For payroll.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So once we fully transition over, you're not going to be required to put anything into ADP. It's just going to be HHA Exchange app.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll have to help you with that because I don't actually have any information regarding the ADP app.
Yeah, she actually sent me an email, and she said when she get back in the office tomorrow, I'm thinking, she's going to send them out to me in the mail.
Okay, good. All right. All right, let me quickly just review your demographics to make sure I have your information updated here. I have you at 550 South Clinton Street, apartment 513 in Syracuse.
Yes.
Okay, and the phone number you call me from, this is your work phone, yep?
Yes.
Yeah, they might eventually remove that altogether when that happens, or even if it's more convenient for you now, you're able to download the HHA Exchange app on your personal phone. You'll just log in with your email address, and it'll link all the information. You won't have to, like, have us link it again.
Okay.
All right, and I have your personal number at 680-910-6126?
Yes.
Okay, and email address. I sent you an email, right? Actually, no, I didn't. My bad. I did. Your personal I have is bridgethall205@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what time they're going to stop using your work email, the Nascentia one?
Okay.
Okay. I think I got everything for you. Did you want to add a, an emergency contact on file?
No.
Okay.
All my family is in Virginia, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. And then I have your date of birth at 6/20/83?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see if I need anything else. Do you speak any other language other than English?
No, just English.
Alrighty. Okay, so once we remove Marion from your schedule, are you open to work more hours?
Yes, I am. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and you're in Syracuse. Okay. You're in Onondaga County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll let you know once I have anything.
Okay.
Right. And the number that I called you from, you could save this number. The other one was a mistake. I called you from the wrong line. My name is... If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay. You
All right. Bye-bye.